Recorded Books presents Strong as Fire, Fierce as Flame by Supriya Kerkar. Narrated by Sneha Mathan. British East India Company, occupied India, September 1857. Chapter 1. My father taught the village boys right outside our little earthen home, but I wasn't a boy, so I didn't get to learn. That didn't stop me from trying, though. I sat high up in the tree at the end of our front yard, peering through the rubbery green leaves as my father started the school day like he always did, by writing the date on the black writing slate in his hand. The boys, sitting cross-legged on the ground, copied the date on their slates. Although I couldn't read what was written, I knew what the day was before Babuji said it, because in 3 days, it was my 13th birthday, and my mother had been talking about it for weeks. Meera! Ma called out to me as she rushed from the doorway of our tiny rectangular home, a wicker bowl in her hand. The handful of distracted village boys turned her way, and Babuji gave her a sharp look for disturbing his class. Ma quickly grabbed the pleats of her dusty indigo sari as she hurried apologetically past my father toward me. Meera, she whispered, swatting at my dangling left foot until I was forced to jump down. You know you aren't allowed in his class. We have to get to the market. The vermilion bindi crumpled in the sudden wrinkles between her eyebrows. We only have 3 more days. Ma bit her lip like she always did when she was sad and began down the village path, guiding me along. We passed house after house, still glistening with dewdrops from the night before, bleating goats, and a prowling orange and white cat, its fur matted with dirt. And Ma kept chewing at her lower lip. She wasn't sad because I was turning 13 in 3 days. She was sad because in 3 days, I was going to have to move in with my husband and his family. I was sad too, and frustrated that I didn't have a say in any of this. After all, it was my life, my future that was being determined for me. Krishna and I were married when we were little. Ma loved to tell the story, far out of Babuji's earshot, of what happened when I saw the sacred fire that we would circle in the ceremony. I got so nervous at seeing the flames up close, at feeling the heat against my tiny sari. I'd had an accident in Babuji's lap. I bet not many brides wet themselves on their wedding day. But what did you expect from a scared 4-year-old? You'll remember to behave yourself there, won't you, Meera? Ma asked, as we walked past the large round stepwell you could gather water from or swim inside. We turned toward the tiny grey stone temple that peacocks pranced around. I gazed at the birds, at the brilliantly coloured male who got all the attention from passers-by for his stunning display of feathers, while the peahens seemed to do all the work, caring for their young in the background. And you listen, right? You won't stare off at the birds when Krishna's mother tells you to do something? Taking in the winking golden eyes on the peacock's feathers, I shook my head. No, birds. I'll do whatever she says, I replied, like the obedient daughter I was supposed to be, despite how unfair I thought it all was. Ma held me tighter as we passed a couple women sitting on the ground outside the temple, dressed in white cotton saris, with shaved heads and hands out. They sang songs to beg for money. They were widows, who often came from tiny homes with large households that had too many mouths to feed. Sometimes, when they became a burden, some widows would be forced out of their homes. With nowhere to go, they often begged at our temple, wearing white because they weren't allowed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?